Radio SI presents How to Become a Slovene. How to Become a Slovene with Michael Manski. Episode 20.
Kako si zapomniš, kateri spol je pravi spol?
Many European languages have genders. It's a difficult concept to grasp coming from English, where males are male, females are female, and pretty much everything else is it. In Slovene, every noun is either masculine, feminine, or neuter, and it's up to you to guess what's what. There are hints, but guess what? They don't always help.
Okay, Michael, danes bomo govorili o samostalnikih in spolih.
Super.
Vemo, da se ženski samostalniki ponavadi končajo na A, ampak ne vedno.
To pa bi bilo preveč enostavno.
Točno tako. Nekatere besede se v ženskem spolu ne končajo z A. Naprimer, beseda, ki se konča z EU. Naprimer, cev. Tista cev. Vi probajte.
Ok. Hlev. Tista hlev.
Ne, tisti hlev. Ampak tista letev. Še enkrat probajte.
Aha. Lev. Spev.
Ah, probajmo nekaj drugega. Naprimer, besede, ki se končajo na ost, kot recimo kost, tista kost.
Aha, ok. Potem pa most, tista most.
Ne, tisti most. Dajva še enkrat. Naprimer, besede, ki se končajo na ad, naprimer kad, tista kad.
Ok, ad. Že vem, gad. Tista gad.
Narobe.
I'm sorry, I gotta get out of here.
Michael, kam greste?
Of all the nouns, none is stranger than girl or dekle. You'd think that girl would be an obvious candidate for a feminine noun. I mean, surely a girl is more feminine than the moon, right? Yeah, well, wrong. It's neuter. It's actually tisto dekle. But it's so weird that even Slovenes don't use it. You'll never hear Slovenes say...
A, je to tvoje dekle?
Da, ono je 6 let in zdaj bo šlo v šolo. Pridno je.
Still, there's the famous song Dekle je po vodo šlo. And that's correct. But while girls are genderless, all kinds of horrible words are not. The general rule for masculine nouns is that they end in a consonant. But words like death,
smrt,
lie,
laž,
sickness,
bolezen,
divorce,
ločitev,
punishment,
kazen,
monster,
pošast,
are all feminine, even though none of them end in A. But of course, a ton of bad words do end in A, and of course, they're all feminine. Even very unfeminine things like war,
vojna,
are, strangely enough, feminine. And then there's pretty much every bad thing you can think of. Horror,
groza,
accident,
nesreča,
wound,
rana,
tragedy,
tragedija,
nightmare,
nočna mora,
guilt,
krivda,
conspiracy,
zarota,
anger,
jeza,
catastrophe,
katastrofa,
loss,
zguba,
tears,
solza,
rattlesnake,
klopotača,
mother-in-law,
tašča, hej!
And Jana.
Veš kaj, pojdi ti nekam svojo brezvezno odajo.
This is your language, not mine.
Povej rajši, kateri spol je butac.
Can we talk about this later, please? In conclusion, once you've learned a word in Slovene, you haven't really even started yet. The next step is to learn the gender. And then the real pain begins. Oh, kako je to težko.
Ja, ampak pomisli raje na to. Ko se učite slovensko, boste znali govoriti z 2 milijonoma ljudi.
Res?
No dobro, prekmurcev ne boste tako ali tako nikoli razumeli in seveda drugih Slovencev, ki govorijo z dialektom.
Kje pa so oni?
Ja, vse povsod. Vsaka vas govori različno, včasih popolnoma drugače. Ampak dobro, če boste preštudirali 10,000 ur, boste lahko gledali in tudi razumeli, naprimer dnevnik na RTV Slovenija.
Oh, super.
Gremo dalje. Poskusite The Sun.
Tista sonca.
Ne, tisto sonce. Kaj pa the moon?
Tisto luno.
Ne, lahko je ženski, no lahko je tudi moški spol. Tista luna. Ali pa tudi tisti mesec.
How to become a Slovene. How to become a Slovene. Presented by Michael Manski. Only on Radio SI.